singing on and over. Glory and power, oh God. Dominion.
Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life.
Amen, amen. Please turn again. Let us revisit again John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And together we will read verses 15 and 16. John chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. When you have that, please say amen. Let us read. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask in my name, he may give it to you. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. You may be seated. Right now, let's see, 1, 2, 3. I need 3 married couples front and center. I need 3 married couples front and center. First of all, now y'all got to figure out if you're married or not. All right, I need 3 married couples. I ain't going to ask y'all to do nothing crazy. All right. Think with me, Charlie, from this thing. Married people look at each other and repeat after me. In case you didn't know it, now y'all scared. Repeat after me. In case you didn't know it, I chose you over everybody. Everybody else. All right. Give them a hug. All right, now y'all see that? They didn't believe. I didn't tell you to go nowhere. Come on, say it again. Come on, y'all got to say it again. Say, baby, in case you didn't know it, I chose you over everybody else. Amen. 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 You may be seated now. Amen. Now, church, that's our thing. In case you didn't know it, Jesus chose you over everybody else, all right? Now, if you know you were chosen, raise your hand. Amen. Put them down. If you were glad you were chosen, raise your hand. Hallelujah. In preparing for this, the Lord kept saying one word to me. And he said, the word is friend. In this day and age today, we don't really know what a friend is. Tremaine Hawkins used to say that Jesus was that kind of friend, that he would walk right in front of you to always protect you so that the devil could do you no harm. Aretha Franklin used to say that we got a mighty, 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 mighty good friend in Jesus. The O'Neill twins used to sing, he chose me, he chose me, he could use me until he used me up. How many of y'all know Jesus is that kind of friend? And it's an amazing thing. As I stand before you today, I want you to know that the Lord is sending out applications. He needs the job of being your best friend. Jesus chose us, but it has become apparent that some of us have not chosen Jesus. And when the way we live our life, you would think that we already knew we were chosen. As a matter of fact, have you ever had a best friend and you didn't know why you were their best friend? Did any of you ever have to audition to be somebody's best friend? Well, I came to tell you three reasons this morning why Jesus chose you to be his best friend. First of all, as we see in, you can keep your books open in St. John. That's what I'm going to say. In verse 11 of St. John, he said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Jesus chose you, number one, for joy. Tell your neighbor, Jesus chose me because I bring him joy. Hallelujah. And you might say, but what did I do to bring Jesus joy? We're going to have to go back a little ways. How many of you know, and for Sunday school class, this is just a reminder. Jesus chose us for joy because years ago when we were not paying him any attention, he was busy making a way for us. Years ago when we was out there slipping and tripping, dipping into doing whatever we wanted to do, Jesus was making a way because he knew that one day we would turn around and recognize that he is the one that's been giving us breath to breathe. He is the one that's been giving us the activities of our limbs. Jesus knew that, and he just showed up every now and then. There would come a time that we would stop in our tracks, look toward the hills from which cometh our help, and recognize, I like what D said, that he's been keeping us. Because we know when Jesus keeps us, we are definitely kept. Anybody been kept by the Lord? Did anybody was kept by the Lord today? Hallelujah. He said, I chose you because I knew you would bring me joy. Because the Lord knew that every now and then, when we get to the point that we can look back over our lives and see from whence God brought us, we would not just sit there with our mouths closed, but every now and then we would stand and tell somebody, oh baby, it's the Lord that had brought me this far. If it had not been for the Lord on my side in the hell, I would have lifted up my eyes. I gotta tell you, church, I ain't always been saved. I ain't always been right. Every now and then, the Lord still had to lean down, pick me up, and dust me up. So the Lord just told me, every time I tell somebody how good he is, that brings him joy. St. John, I want you to know, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. I'm not saying that because it's a saying. I'm telling you what I know. The joy of Jesus makes me happy. I'll slap by with somebody and say, he's just good. Glory to God, glory to God. The Lord said we bring him joy every time we can tell somebody what he's done for us. And I don't know, we're going to do inventory this morning, but if you know he woke you up this morning, you ought to just give him a high five. If you know when he woke you up, you was clothed in your right mind, you ought to give him a hallelujah. And if you know that you was clothed in your right mind, woke up in your own house, that ought to be a glory. Hallelujah. And if you ain't too proud, why don't you tell your neighbor, I can't tell you all the things he's done for me. See, that's what brings Jesus joy. When we sit back and look from whence he brought us. Because some of us, God brought us from the poorhouse to our own house. And we get so cute, we can't tell nobody. God brought us from hand-me-down to where we can hand down something to somebody else. And we don't want to tell nobody. Hallelujah. God brought us from being with somebody else's mate to having our own mate. And we don't want to tell nobody. But I came to tell you today, if you are not ashamed of where you met the Lord, you ought to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He chose us for joy. Verse 11 said that your joy might be full. I want to thank my sister because she brought me confirmation. Somebody say, might be. Somebody say, might be. Because the Lord knows in this day and age, we can get around negative people and allow them to drag us down. The Lord knows that if we pay too much attention to the television and not enough to his word, we will get dragged down. But verse 11 say that your joy might be full. Let me tell you, if you got some negative people in your life, baby, guard yourself. There is something you just shouldn't let come into your spirit. When people talk about how tired they are, you ought to let them know, honey, you ought to be shouting that God let you get tired. Some people wish they could get up and run around. And then you talk about, you know what? I didn't have nothing I wanted to eat in my house. Then you ought to say, baby, let me tell you, you ought to thank God you even got a house. You ought to thank God you even got a choice today. Because somebody ain't got no choice of what they want to eat. Somebody ought to say, glory to him. And that's why the Lord brought him. The first reason he chose us is that we bring him joy. Hallelujah. We bring him joy. If you ain't scared, why don't you tell your neighbor, I bring God joy. Hallelujah. Point number two. He chose you for love. For love. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times. Jesus chose you for his friend because he knew no matter what we get into, it would never be so bad that he couldn't love us. He said, no matter what's going on in your life, if you don't want to talk to him no more because you're upset that he didn't answer your prayer the way you wanted him to answer, he said, that's okay. I'll be right here when you want to talk to me. If you're so down and hurt and heavy laden that you can't even lift up your head, he said, that's okay. I'll be here when you get ready to lift up your head. Jesus loves you no matter what you're going through. Have you ever been so ugly that you wanted to cover all the mirrors in your house? Jesus said, I love you even then. Have you ever got upset with yourself for doing something so stupid you can't believe you did it? He said, that's all right. I love you through your mess. I love you through your ugly days. I love you through your bad hair days. There is nothing you can do to make Jesus fall out of love with you. In other words, Jesus is fully committed to loving you through hell and high water. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord. He said, I chose you for love. I chose you for love. See, a lot of times now we want to make Jesus prove. We want to make Jesus prove that he loved us. We want to make Jesus prove that we are the one that he's really concerned about. Then let me give you a test. I double dog dare you to breathe in and breathe out. That ought to show you right there he loves you. Because he could have at any second withdrew the breath that he gave you. And when we breathe in, we would not have had the opportunity to breathe out. Somebody ought to say, I know the Lord loves me. Somebody say, I know the Lord loves me. And even in Sunday school, we learned today that Jesus took the time to map out our lives. Look, how many of you are amazed at the door that God is opening for you right now? How many of you are flabbergasted that God is still blessing you in spite of how you started out? So y'all don't want to tell the truth, but some of us know we used to outcuss 12 sailors, didn't we? Then we used to do that. And then we know we would tell a lie before we thought about telling the truth, didn't we? My mama used to say like this, a lie wasn't nothing for me to tell. And then just in case the first one didn't go through, I had a second one ready. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm telling y'all about me. But bless the Lord, oh my soul. Now I can stand flat-footed and tell you what thus said the Lord. I ain't worried about what you think about me. I ain't worried about whether you love me or not. Jesus loved me in spite of myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, I love you. A friend loves you. How many of y'all got a really good friend? How many of you got a really good friend? Uh-huh. Put your hands down. Now, we're gonna tell the truth, all right? How many of us are real good friends? Okay, let me tell you when you're not a good friend. You are not a good friend if you can't hold your friend's business. You are not a good friend if you're in a relationship where you get all the giving, you do all the taking, and you don't give anything. Uh-huh. Because if you're a friend, you give just because. Husband and wives, I'm picking on y'all this morning, because y'all ought to bring me one and I'll pick on my own. Husband and wives, you need to learn how to give those just because gifts. You need to learn how to give a hug just because. You need to learn how to give a kiss just because. Children, let me tell you, every now and then, you ought to run and give your parents a hug just because. There's somebody your age that don't have anybody that cares whether they get up in the morning. There's somebody your age, the parents don't even know what time they get home because they don't care. But if you got somebody who gives you a curfew and you have to bring your happy self in the house, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. If you got somebody that make you turn off the television and take your cell phone when you ain't getting A's and B's, you ought to say, glory. And then if you got somebody who will slap you upside your head until you learn how to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, you ought to say, thank you, Lord, because they're telling you, I love you, and I will put my foot up your before somebody else do it. And those of you young folks who don't want nobody to tell you nothing, let me tell you this. As long as you are alive, you're going to find somebody that's going to tell you what to do, whether you like it or not. President-elect Obama hadn't even got his ordination yet, and they telling him what he got to do before he gets to the White House. Hallelujah. When the Lord blessed me to have this one family in my house, young lady that was with me, if you heard the story, act like this your first time. Young lady that was in my house, she got upset with me because she didn't want to wash the dishes. And I said, Negro, please. So she went in and she go in the bedroom and she slammed the door. I said, she got to be out of her rabid mind. I said, baby, let me tell you something. I was on the other side of the door. I said, first of all, you need to know you in my house. And you just closed my door. So I kicked it open. And I looked at her. And I can't tell y'all the words. I get in there, wash them dishes. Then I took myself to dinner. And to this day, when she sees me, I get a hug and I get a kiss. Because her son kicked the door in her face. And she had to tell him, Negro, please. Kick that door open. That's what love will do. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, that's what love will do. Hallelujah. See something? Don't come over my house. All right? I'll protect my house. And the Lord lets us know. If you ain't never got away, I just told y'all, Sister Christy whipped me yesterday. I didn't see it coming. But I sat there and I took it.
Because on the way home, I realized she was telling me, St. John love you, knucklehead. Would you receive the Lord, knucklehead? Would you quit trying to do it on your own, knucklehead? You hard-headed, Pastor. You're hard-headed. And I had to sit there. She said to me, we love you. Will you allow us to love you? Because that's what love does when they want you to get some attention. Somebody say, the Lord loves me. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. And while I'm still on this love, let me tell you, I've said this many times, and this is so true. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Love is an action word. And if all you say is, I love you, and you don't ever back it up with stuff, I came to tell you, you ain't in love, baby. You in heavy like. Uh-huh. If you keep saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and if your love never makes you stop and buy a flower every now and then, if your love won't let you buy a card except on Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, and Christmas, Father's Day, if your love don't make you run by and instead of picking out one donut for your fat belly, you take a half a dozen home for everybody else, then you ain't in love. You are in heavy like. If you can't say amen, say ouch. How many of y'all still in love? Raise your hand. Them hands counted down and now. But the Lord says, I love you. That's why his mercies are new every morning. He gives us fresh day every morning. He does not use leftover anything because he says, I love you no matter what. Hallelujah. Parents, that's the kind of love we have to have for our children. When they're having rough times, you cannot wait. Every now and then, sit down and let them tell you what's going on. Listen to them. Our children are young, but they are growing through things we never saw before. I can't remember at my age, young people my age, 11 and 12, coming to school already drunk, already high. But these are the people that our kids are going to school with, and we need to listen. When I was going to school, it was unthinkable for a teacher to lie on a student. But now these teachers don't care who they lie on. Hallelujah. So we have to be in prayer. And when you love your children, give them an opportunity. Does not Jesus give us a chance to make our case before him? Huh? And most of it sound like this. Lord, you know, I'm only flesh. And the devil got to me. Lord, help me pay this light bill because I done spent my money on that dress. Lord, you know, I didn't mean to do it, but the numbers were so fresh. I thought you was giving me them numbers to play, Lord. Help me, Jesus. If you can't say amen, say out. Hallelujah. Said Jesus is looking for an application to be your friend. So he chose us for joy. He chose us for love. And last but not least, he chose us for friendship. The application reads like this. I'm looking for someone who I can depend on 24/7. Will you hire me? I'm looking for someone that will follow my word to the best of their ability. Will you hire me? I'm looking for someone who will be committed to me. Come rain or come shine, come snow or come sleet, will you hire me? I'm looking for someone that will be my friend no matter how long it takes me to answer their prayer. But they will know without a doubt that I promise I will never leave them nor forsake them. Will you be my friend? Church, the Lord today has given us a decree. He's given us a statement. He says, I have chosen you that your joy might be filled. And he's looking right now for somebody who will choose him. He's looking for somebody. The word say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you would just let me in, I will sup with you and you will sup with me. He's knocking on your heart right now. And we learned in Sunday school that sometimes when the Lord comes in your life, he makes changes that you didn't have any reason for him to change. You know how if you like cussing, when the Lord comes in your life, he won't let you cuss like you used to cuss. But he said, that's all right. You know how it is when you like to sleep late, but the Lord wants you in Sunday school. He'll shake your bed and wake you up so you can get to Sunday school on time. When you are committed to the Lord, he'll make you speak to those people that they don't know, that you know they don't like you, but he'll make you talk to them anyway. The Lord will open doors you ain't never seen before. He will shower down blessings you ain't never dreamed before. He said, church, I have chosen you. But the question is, right now, will you choose Jesus as your personal friend? Will you choose Jesus as your Savior? He is committed to you. But the question is, will you be committed to Jesus? And now you're saying, why would I want to be committed? The Lord, he just keeps me too long, and I have to pray to him, and I have to do this, I have to do that. But he chose you. Did not he promise to give you the desires of your heart? Did not he promise to open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing? Tell your neighbor, he chose me. Tell your neighbor, he chose me out of everybody else that he could have picked. When he wanted to bless somebody, he blessed you out of everybody that he could have woke up. When he went through all that, he stopped at your house and made sure you were able to get out of bed. Out of everybody else that he could have fed, he stopped by your house and made sure he put food on your table, clothes on your back. Somebody ought to help me preach this. When God wanted you to get here, he made sure when you put the key in the ignition that your car just said, but your car said, vroom, and he started it up. Somebody ought to help me today. You ought to help me preach this thing. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that the Lord looked beyond all of my faults and he chose me. He looked at me when I was nasty. He looked at me when I was dirty. And he chose me anyway. I'm so glad. Are you glad he picked you out? Are you glad he picked you out? We were talking in Sunday school and I had different plans for my life. Most of you know I started out wanting to be an exotic dancer because people in church was broke. And I wanted some money, but God came in. He picked me up. He turned me around. He said, keep your clothes on, Velda. I'll make sure that you get a way through. I'll make sure I'll send you to school. Just keep your clothes on. I don't know about you, but God changed my life. Did he change your life? Did he change your life? Hallelujah. And for years, and growing up in church, we sang, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. And it was years later when I went through Romans 5 and 8 that said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for me. He didn't wait till I got cleaned up. He didn't wait till we had it all together. I don't know about you, but I'm still not together. I'm much better now than what I used to be. But I ain't all there yet. I'm under construction. Hallelujah. He's still cleaning me. He's still fixing me. And when I fall down, he picks me up. I'm so glad to today. I serve a God today that he proved his love all the way to the cross. He proved his love all the way to hell when they took him off Calvary's cross, laid him in a borrowed tomb. He said, I got to get up because Velda will need my help. I got to get up. Jim Alita will need my help. I got to get up because Lacey gonna need my help. I got to get up because Krista gonna need my help. I got to get up. I got to get up. I got to get up. And on the third day, when he got up with all power in his hand, if he didn't get up for you, he got up for me. If he didn't get up for you, he got up for me. And because he chose me first, today in the middle of the congregation, please know I choose Jesus as my best friend. I choose Jesus as my Lord, my Savior. I gotta choose him. Church, I gotta choose him. My best friend was my mother. But when mama left, I needed a friend. Heart-heavy lady, I needed a friend. Needed somebody that I could talk to. When mama was here, I could crawl up on the phone and talk to her 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And then when she left, I needed a friend. I would walk around the house and say, I wish somebody would just care about me. And in the middle of the night, the Lord came to me and he said, baby, I care. I didn't know what he was talking about, but then he told me, I will soothe your sorrow. I will wipe away your dry tears. He let me know if I would call on him, he would hear and come to my rescue. I'm so glad today when the Lord put out the application to be my friend, I stepped the application and said, you are hired. Now every day when I wake up, I can have a little talk with Jesus. I can tell him all about my trouble. But I don't spend the Lord's time telling him about my trouble. I sit down and I tell him, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for clothing me in my right mind. Thank you for putting a roof over my head. Thank you for giving me the activities of my limbs. Thank you for air to breathe. Thank you, 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 thank you. As mother said, did you have a talk with him this morning? He's looking for an application. Jesus needs somebody that will choose him today. He wants to be your friend. Will you choose the Lord today? Will you choose the Lord to be your friend today? Has he done anything for you? Has he brought you out of anything? Has he opened any doors for you? Are you glad today that he loves you in spite of yourself? So glad. I'm preaching a lot better than y'all shout. But that's all right. Because when you get to know him, when you get to know him for who he really is, you don't mind what's going on. We don't need a sign to say applaud and shout hallelujah. We don't need the organ to go dee, 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 dee. But when you know him, without a shadow of a doubt, just because he woke you up, you say thank you. Just because you were able to come into his house today, you would say thank you. Just because you see some people who are glad to see you, you will say thank you. My prayer today is on this Christian and this Christmas season, that while you're out buying gifts, think about the friend for whom we're truly celebrating. Because if it had not been for that friend, we would not have a Christmas. If it had not been for that friend, we wouldn't have anything to celebrate for. If it had not been for that friend, then the December 25th would just be another day. But I'm so glad today that out of all the people that the Lord chose, He picked me. Out of all the people the Lord could have blessed, He blessed me. Out of all the people that God got up for, He got up for me. And I'm bringing Him joy because I'm telling everybody that Jesus is alive and well. I'm bringing Him love because the Lord, if He don't do another thing for me, He's already done enough. And I am His friend because He can send me anywhere and I'll go if I have to go by myself. And I know He is that kind of friend. The doors of the church are open. You may come today by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. How about Jesus loves me? This I know.